You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Alex, are you tweeting right now?
I'm trying to.
Are you? Just hit you up on Twitter for what's up kind of thing?
Totally. Actually, I was trying to repost your post onto the Red Bar Facebook page, but
it's complex.
Getting distracted. This is the problem with Facebook. You go to do something.
They've
and
got
then...
schools for these things now, you know.
It's just a thing.
You don't need to do
another
it.
Another thing.
You can do it in your spare. You can learn all these activities. You know?
Totally. So
I think Johnny actually studied social media.
Did he?
In some facet.
Did he do communications?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm already bored talking to this actually.
Let's change the subject. Let's talk about booze.
Please do.
I've got a new gin in from our friends at Neat Spirits. It's called Bathtub Gin.
Ooh.
It is
as in like made in a bathtub.
Well,
is that the old way?
Yeah, like there was that.
Big old cast bath.
During Prohibition, bathtub gin sort of became a thing.
Skyrocketed.
It's just an easy way to manufacture spirits. That's more in the name than the end product. It's actually quite a delicious wee little drop.
It's a good looking bottle. It's got the some sort of bamboo leaf around it. It's got a lovely pop to it.
I think it's baker's paper, but sure.
I think we're crazy. Spoken about
yeah,
that
this
before,
this bottle's featured. This is featured. This
we so it's got a brother,
great
which
tone.
Is the spiced rum
Very
that
thick.
We've brought that I've brought
oh,
up right. before.
Oh, this is quite a it's got a lot of
juniper.
There's a lot of bite gun on there. Yeah,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. And instead of being subtle today, I'm just going to be like stupid.
Bish bosh bash, mate.
Yeah, this is not a. This is like a. Fuck you, summer that you never arrived. Drink.
It is a bit niggly, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'm just a bit, you know, frustrated by it all.
Well.
So
yeah, right.
This
on,
is a drink.
Right
you also find that it is.
Are you wearing pants today? You're like caught
covered.
Out wearing pants, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's and niggly.
It's,
yeah,
and it's warm, and it's humid, and it's gross, and I'm wearing.
Let it all out. Let it all out in this drink.
So we've got some of that gin in there.
I've put 45 mils of the bathtub gin in here.
Oh, and a roughly squeezed sort of lemon. You're just letting it all sort of...
Do you know whose bathtub it was brewed in?
No idea.
Could be anyone, sir.
Those are the tough questions. What's this little bottle we've got now? A little kind of hippie with some kind of a dark liquid.
So this is mezcal that's got chipotle smoked chilies, like it's infused into it. So it's quite spicy.
Mezcal.
And now I'm going to put a dash of Peachard's bitters, which is a nice light bitters I use for old fashions usually, but it's going to bring the flavor of the smokiness through.
Okay.
And then to add to the earthiness and complement the like herbs and stuff. And
oh,
the,
this is a real like, just sort of add it all together. What have you got? Some kind of...
This is absinthe bitters.
Holy hell.
Yeah, you should put a drop of that on your tongue. It's super delicious.
It changed my whole perspective on shit.
Recommended practice? Or?
Yeah, totally.
Under the tongue?
It's
or
a
on
lot.
The tongue?
Just on top.
This is getting real Aldous Huxley, this cocktail corner, right?
What if you were to put it in your eye?
You'll probably scream and want to run away.
And or see God.
Yeah. One of my friends gave me these eye drops.
Whoa, it's very aromatic on the tongue. Isn't it? Yeah, that's a bit of fun, mate.
Is it a bit? Yeah?
Yep, have a hoon.
All right.
It's responsible because Alex is in.
Yeah. That's got the kick.
What are you? Has this got a name?
Fuck you, summer.
Oh, that's a.
I'm kidding.
Pretty
let's
dark,
call it the roar.
Dark,
can we call it the Roaring Forties?
The Roaring.
Wow.
I had some of that eyedropper.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So the reason I went with the mezcal is it's earthy and it brings out the earthiness
the
and the
spice going on in there.
That's the chilies
Shite.
That I infused, like in the mezcal infused with like smoked chilies.
Wow.
It's got a bit of... Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes. Success.
Shit.
And this is paired nicely with the tacos I'm making for dinner tonight.
Yeah. That'd
that's
be nice.
Spicy as shit.
Mm-hmm. And you saw I put like just a tiny couple drops of
it's
this
like
thing.
A cactus for your mouth.
You should have a little...
What is in there, man?
So these are smoked
instead of worms in a bottle
I think it's actually jalapenos that are smoked.
In the mezcal bottle for the listeners that are
in the mezcal bottle, and it's been sitting there for a while. I think Lauda started this tradition, and we just keep topping it up with more mezcal,
darling.
Whoa, man, that's spicy as hell.
Yeah, it's good.
It's spicy, so I want a drink.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And I'm pairing it with mole chicken tacos tonight. Mole being spicy chocolate.
That sounds interesting.
Sounds like a real trip. I'm calling. I'm definitely going roaring 40s on this one. That's where I'm at.
Awesome.
Nice. That's hot.
It's a weird. It's a challenge.
It's got a real late kick on it, eh?
Okay, so I'm going to go through the ingredients.
Please
It's got 45 mils of the bathtub gin. It's got about 5 mils of the chili-infused mezcal.
5 mils of the hottest chili you've ever encountered.
A dash of Pichon's bitters, and then 3 drops of the absinthe bitters, topped up with traditional chi. Which just, again, all herbally, earthy flavors, and it just marries beautifully.
It's mental.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done. Thank you to Red Bar, obviously. Thank you to chi. Once
we
again,
love those
smashing
guys
out the pack.
I'm perspiring. It's a great success.
You got the drink sweats, mate.
Nice.
See you guys next week.
That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.